Texas, and she lived there a few years, and she'd occasionally come on vacation, you know. She worked for the Texas company. And so she'd come back, and we had an old bachelor doctor down here, old Dr. And oh Lord, he wanted to talk to my aunt, you know, and talk to my aunt was rubbing, washing on the rub board, you know, a tub. You know, you seen them do that with a zinc tub, and then you got a rub board and you wash it. And my aunt was washing outside, rubbing on the rub board. And my little sister, I guess about 2 or 3 years old, just that she could talk good. And my mama had made us some little drawers, make the little pants, you know, and attach a little waist to it right here. And then it go all in one, you know what? But all in figures was on there, you know. And old Dr. trying to sort of make love to my aunt, you know, and she was just a washing, wasn't too glad about the old guy being there, you know. And Emily comes around the corner and she said, she raised her little dress like that, you know, and held it up like a fan. She said, "Doctor, doctor, look at my pretty little drawers." And we still tease Emily about that, showing her drawers to the doctor. Doctor, and that's what Mom had used five sacks, you know, with a pretty print on that. She said, "Doctor, doctor, look at my pretty little drawers." Now, during World War II, we used feed sacks for dresses. I don't know if they used them in Alabama. But during World War II...
What were they made out of, feed sacks?
They were made out of the prettiest print. You could buy pretty printed sacks, and you could buy print in stores, and it was better. And you could buy 3 for $1. And as big as I was, I could make... Any ordinary little person would make her sack, her dress out of 2 sacks, you know. Make her a pretty dress, she'd make a pretty dress out of 2 sacks. But I'd buy 3 so I could, you know, add on nice sleeves or collars or whatever I wanted. You get your dress 3 for $1 like that. You get your dress for $1. I wore them in. I went to New Orleans dressed up in feed sacks. That's no lie.
That's something that's gone. The kind of sacks that they would put, say, manure in or potatoes in?
Oh, that was grass sacks. Grass sacks, yeah. Now they have plastic, some kind of plastic in. But we don't get good grass sacks now like we used to.
What would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at a time? You wouldn't take a whole
you
wagon.
You mean to make cornmeal?
Yeah.
No, you went in the barn and you picked out, you first shuck your, let's say, a barrel of corn. You chuck a barrel of, you know what chuck is.
You get the shuck.
Get the shuck off. Barrel of corn. Then you'd choose out all the best corn that didn't have no insects at all. You'd eat, my husband, he loved to go out there and choose the white corn, because then you had white meal, you know. And if you chose the red corn, or you mixed it, you know, well, your meal wasn't all pretty and white. It was mixed meal. But
the white corn made
white meal, real pretty white meal. And if you chose the red corn, well, it was kind of like a mulatto, you know, it was kind of mixed up, you know.
Well, the white meal was...
Yeah, the white meal was the prettiest.
It was prettier?
Yeah, oh yeah. And then you'd take your corn, you'd go to the grit mill. They'd grind, let's say, on Saturday evenings or on Wednesday evenings. Well, you'd shuck your barrel of corn, you'd shell yourself. We used to have one of these big navy bags, you know what they used in World War I? You know, the big canvas thing made round. And Papa Chill.